welcome you back now as we get ready for Wetumpka and Talisee for the boys matchup. Indians just got the 45-34 win over Talisee in the girls game a few minutes ago. We'll go ahead and get to our keys to the game for this boys matchup, brought to you by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. And I'll go to you in a moment, Deacon, but for me, I got to say, I think it's going to be really important to finding that effort in the paint here tonight. Had a tough time getting the guys like Caleb Ballard in the game yesterday. How about you?
I completely agree with that, but I also think that defense is definitely going to be a big key in this game, getting back on defense and playing good, just, you know, poking the ball out, getting it, even if it just goes out of bounds, just having that hustle is a major factor for the Indians winning this game.
No doubt about that. I will say they've got to have those hustle plays, need to be better about inbounding as well. Multiple turnovers on inbounds from earlier in the game yesterday against Prattville that were really costly to this Indians team. When we return, I'll give you your starting lineups as we get ready for tip-off between the Indians and the Tigers in the boys contest of Wetumpka and Talisee on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on to Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Hungry for fresh? Christmas is coming fast, and Russell DeWitt Centers and Building Supply is celebrating with a huge holiday giveaway you won't want to miss. Now through December 19th, visit any Russell DeWitt Center or Russell Building Supply locations and enter for your chance to win. Every in-store registration puts you in the running for a $100 gift card, and one lucky winner will take home the grand prize, a $1,000 shopping spree. It's Russell's way of saying thank you to the community. Stop in, sign up, and enjoy the season.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
About time now for tip-off between the Indians and the Tigers in the boys' matchup as we get ready to get things underway. It's time for our starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. For the Indians, we'll see Jeremiah Smiley along with Chris Robinson here tonight. We'll also see Andrew Voiles, Tom Suddeth, getting the start tonight as well. And then we'll see on the floor tonight for this Indians team, Jeremiah Smiley. Indians in their gold uniforms tonight as they take on the Tigers in their all whites with purple lettering here. Indians will win the tip-off. Andrew Voiles will drive inside immediately, and Voiles will get the opening bucket just 5 seconds into this one.
And a quick two to start off this game for Voiles is something that Coach Thomas definitely wants to see.
Tallahassee looking for an answer after that first possession as Jaden Gordon tried to drive inside, couldn't get the lay, and Indians back on the offensive already. Voiles kicking out here to Smiley. Smiley will give to Robinson. Robinson will slow everything down for this Indians team. He'll look to pass inside there. Ballard had a wide open position to dunk it down, but instead lost control of it. Tallahassee now on the attack here. Moncia Hooks drives in and goes up and under to get it. And tied up two each.
And a very unlucky break right there for Voiles, or excuse me, Ballard, to on that dunk attempt.
Ballard had a chance to redeem himself there as he got a pass in the paint. Couldn't make the shot, but he does draw a foul off Roderick Green. Didn't get a chance to tell you who the starting five is for the Tigers. Roderick Green is on the floor along with Antonio Hooks. Jaden Gordon out there as well with Jashun Skipper. And rounding out their starting five is Moncia Hooks. First free throw there from Caleb Ballard is good to give the Indians a 3-2 lead. We're 1 minute into this first quarter. Second free throw, good as well. 2-for-2 there from Caleb Ballard at the line.
And already starting off strong from the line is something that we don't see usually from our big man Caleb Ballard, but love to see it tonight.
A charge is called there early on in the possession, and it brings a turnover quickly. Robinson inbounding for the Indians. Voiles gets the inbound and will bring it up. He'll lob one inside again, just misfiring to Caleb Ballard as it goes off his fingertips and out of bounds.
Yeah, and good look again by Voiles to find Ballard, but Ballard just can't seem to hold onto the ball and get to go in the hoop.
Antonio Hooks will pass up top to Jaden Gordon. Gordon now will step up, take a long two that's off the mark. Moncia Hooks with a rebound and a putback that goes and ties it up for each.
And the Indians in the paint on defense need to lock it down a bit better. Haven't been doing that well tonight.
Tom Suddeth in the post there, lost control of it. It was picked up by Antonio Hooks. Timeout called by the Tigers. With 6:16 left in the first quarter, we're all knotted up with a 4-4 score on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagan is there.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagan in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagan and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagan understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagan is there.
We welcome you back now with 6 minutes left in this quarter as Tigers have it here. Tallahassee just cannot connect on anything. They had two opportunities there. Drove inside with Gordon, couldn't make it, and then a three from Skipper, no good. Voiles will try his luck for three and is much more successful than the Tigers are.
Yeah, and has been this whole season, and love to see it tonight, especially coming off hot off that first layup off the tip-off, but love to see him getting hot from three as well.
7-4 the score for the Indians. A three-pointer now from Jaden Gordon off target. Rebound, though, and a putback still missing is Monkia Hooks. Robinson now driving inside, takes a pull-up jump shot from the line and can't make it. More opportunities here. Ballard missed, but Robinson gets down under and makes it.
Yeah, and the Indians showing off their size tonight with two big guys down in the paint, Tom Sudduth and Caleb Ballard, both standing at 6'2 plus, being a very big presence there.
Three-pointer for the Tigers, way off the mark. Antonio Hooks couldn't connect. Two more opportunities before it is rejected by Tom Sudduth. Now driving in, Jaden Gordon. He'll try and pass it, but a little bit of contact knocks it out of play. Last touched, allegedly, by Wetumpka.
Tom Sudduth sent that one flying almost to the half-court line, and what a great job by him right there.
That time, Jashaun Skipper will get it inbounds from the baseline. Antonio Hooks up top. He'll try to bounce pass it, but it is knocked off the leg of Chris Robinson. Mentioned a week ago, Antonio Hooks and Monkia Hooks. We'll see both of them play tonight. They are cousins. It's Antonio who has it right now on the floor. He'll bounce pass to his cousin, Monkia. Now passing to Skipper. He'll find a man there in Mark Griffin, who gives right back to Skipper again. Now driving inside for Tallahassee. This is Jaden Gordon. He couldn't make anything either as it's picked up. Here comes Jeremiah Smiley, who has it stolen away now as well. Tallahassee running out of real estate on their way down the floor, but a foul is called. This one will go against Andrew Voiles.
And in my opinion right there, Voiles just did a great job at boxing out and not allowing him to get down the court with a free sideline. But the refs seemed to say that he pushed him out with his body, I presume, but it didn't seem like that to me.
Skipper will inbound for the Tigers. He gives to Antonio Hooks. Hooks will pass to Gordon, and Gordon back to Skipper. Looking up top now, it's Antonio Hooks. Pulls one from the top of the key off the mark. Rebound, Caleb Ballard. Voiles now will bring it up. Less than 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Three-pointer from Voiles off the front rim. Picked up, though, by Chris Robinson, and the Indians with another opportunity. Back to Voiles, second chance, and it is the charm. Money from Andrew Voiles to make it 12-4.
Yeah, and Andrew Voiles already lighting it up from three, 2-for-3 right now, and doing a great job on offense.
A floater from Jaden Gordon as he drove inside. He airballed from about 6 feet away, and it goes out of bounds. 12-4 now. Wetumpka already with an 8-point lead. 3:20 left in the first quarter.
And the Indians already starting to build some momentum on offense here, which is something we didn't really see in the Prattville game, and it's great to see now against Tallahassee.
Voiles will pass a three-pointer from Robinson off target. Indians were trying to get the rebound. Miller Lombardi, who just entered, will have it go off him. Lombardi out there along with Voiles, Robinson, Sudduth, and Caleb Ballard. Gordon walking his way up the floor for Tallahassee. He'll give now to Skipper. Skipper will try to drive inside, but a little bit of contact first, and Miller Lombardi is going to get his first foul. 2:49 left in the quarter.
And entering fresh off the bench, Miller Lombardi probably still has some nerves in him that he probably wants to get out and didn't play, I believe, against Marbury. So hopefully just getting warm back into the game.
Antonio Hood there with a pass that is stolen away. Lombardi was involved in that, as was Ballard. And now Robinson bringing it up. 2:30 left in the first quarter. Pass to Voiles on the near wing. He'll go back up top with Lombardi. His pass now is deflected, almost taken away, but the Indians pick it back up. That creates a mismatch and an open man in Boyles, who cashes in another three. He's got three of them already.
Yeah, and Andrew Boyles has been lighting up from three-point range already, with double-digit points already, 11 points, in this first quarter.
Three-pointer off target there for the Tigers. Antonio Hooks couldn't connect. Voiles has it again. He'll try and drive inside from the far corner, and he will lay that one up and in. What a start for Andrew Voiles in this first quarter of play. He's already picked up 13 points. Timeout is called by Tallahassee. There's a minute 56 left to play in this first quarter. We'll take a quick break on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
There's 1:56 left to go in the first quarter. Indians leading it 17-4 at the moment. A technical foul was called just a little bit ago, and Tallahassee now will be shooting free throws. First free throw attempt there is missed. It's Deshaun Skipper who's at the line. I did miss who that went against. Second attempt now is successful, and it makes it 17-5. Tigers will inbound now with possession. We apologize for the technical difficulties. We're trying to get our camera back up here in just a few moments. There's a minute 50 left now in this first quarter. It's 17-5. The Indians lead it over the Tigers. Lombardi now will try and rip it away, but for the moment, the Tigers still have it, fighting for it. Ballard rips it away, fires it down court. Robinson could not corral it. Jaden Gordon picks it up for the Tigers. Minute 30 left in the first. Pass now to the far side. Corner three off the mark there from Mark Griffin. Now it was Griffin who raced back in. He was able to get a rebound. The three-pointer was attempted by Malachi Griffin. Two Griffins on the floor as well. Foul was called there as Mark Griffin went up for it. He will now shoot two free throws. 17-5 the score with 1:24 left in the first quarter. Missed the first.
That's Miller Lombardi's second foul early in this one, so he's going to get traded out for Jordan Hill here, as LT Davis will also come in for Andrew Wills.
Second free throw now from Mark Griffin. It is in and out and can't make it. Indians get the board with Caleb Ballard. There's a minute 20 left in the first. Chris Robinson will bring it up. Robinson passes inside. Tom Suddeth has some room. Kicks back out instead to Jordan Hill. Now back into Ballard. Gives to Hill. Back up top again to Robinson. And now a pass around the horn here. They finally go back inside. Ballard up to Robinson. He'll pull a three now off target. Rebound, though, there by Jordan Hill. Misses the jumper. as Talisi saves it from going out. They give it to Malachi Griffin on a fast break. He runs out of room, loops back around, can't make the lay, and Suddeth gets the rebound. 40 seconds left in the first quarter.
And great hustle by the Indians to get back on defense after what was a missed shot by Jordan Hill, but also a good pass by Talisi to get down court.
Suddeth in the paint. He will drive inside and will draw a foul. Suddeth now shooting two free throws. Something that Wetumpka needs to take advantage of here are these free throws as they lead by 12.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that. Wetumpka has been struggling from the free throw line. It's also been the girls as well, but the girls have and the boys have had their fair struggles each for the free throw line. So Tom Suddeth missing that first free throw doesn't really help the Indians, but hopefully he can make the second one.
32 seconds left in this quarter. Suddeth will shoot his second free throw, misses that one. Whistle is blown, though. Indians want to make a substitution here before they resume play.
And it looks like they're going to call a foul on Caleb Ballard right here for an over-the-back, and the Talisi Tigers are already in bonus, so they're going to be shooting two free throws. It's going to be Chase at the line.
Skipper will be the one to shoot the free throws here. He will miss the first. Still 17-5 the score. Everything has kind of gone dull here at the end of this first quarter. Couldn't make the second either. Rebound now by Chris Robinson. He races down the floor. Robinson stumbling for a moment. 25 seconds. Back around Jordan Hill. He'll pass inside to Ballard. Ballard goes up for a jam. Can't get it. Foul is called, though, against the Tigers.
And that was going to look nasty if they didn't foul Caleb right there, because he was going up and with mean intentions. But hopefully he can make these free throws and get those 2 points back.
20 seconds left now in the first quarter. Free throw coming for the Indians. He'll make the first there with Caleb Ballard shooting them. Second free throw now for the Indians. Ballard will make that one, and it makes it 19-5. Wetumpka with the advantage over the Tigers.
And free throws starting to be a key component for this game for the Indians.
Just 9 seconds left. Foul is called as Talisi had possession for a moment.
These refs are calling everything on the Indians, and the Indians really can't afford that right now, having seven fouls and just not doing that well at keeping their hands up on defense.
Skipper will shoot the free throw. There he was off the mark. It's 19-5. We do have our camera back up. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties there for our YouTube and Facebook viewers. Second free throw is good from Jashawn Skipper. It's 19-6 now with 9 seconds left in the first quarter. Indians with it, they give to Smiley, or pardon, that is Ballard. He'll try and drive in. A foul is called with 0.7 on the clock here in this first quarter.
And Ballard taking already a second trip to the free throw line. Excuse me, a third trip to the free throw line. Already making all of his free throws in this one. So hopefully he can continue that streak.
Ballard now on the first free throw makes it. It's 20-6. Second free throw from Ballard will bounce around, finally drop in. 21-6, Indians with the lead as the first quarter comes to a close. Black and gold on top, 21-6, with the second quarter coming your way here in just a few moments on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring.
We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Wetumpka leads 21-6 as we begin the second quarter. Tallahassee with possession to start the second period. Driving inside here is Jaden Gordon. He will lose control of it. Goes out of bounds, but stays in favor of Tallahassee.
Great defense by Tom Stoddarth right there. Being face-to-face with his man and not letting up anything easy in the paint and saying that it's his paint.
Gordon gets the inbound. He'll try and drive inside. Has some room in the lane. Dishes over to John Carter. He goes up for it and is denied by Tom Stoddarth.
And Tom has had plenty of blocks this game already, being a major defensive threat in the paint, even when Caleb Ballard isn't in the game.
Tallest man on the floor right now is Suttiff. Seeing a lot more playing time right now with John Wingard out in Mobile for the football all-star game. Tigers will dish it out now, a pass to Chase Lindsey. Lindsey drove in, couldn't do anything with it as Robinson picks it up. He gives to Voiles, pulling a three-pointer. Voiles, again, nails it. His fourth made three now.
And Voiles has been electric, 4 for 5 from three. It's absurd in this first half, carrying the Indians on his back and saying he can do it all himself.
24-6 as Tallahassee comes down and gets called for a travel. Antonio Hooks, the guilty party. That'll force the turnover there with less than 7 minutes left in the first half.
And Voiles with 14 of the Indians' 24 points, showing how efficient he can be on offense.
Suddeth now, he'll try and drive inside. He can't get it to go in the post. Had his own rebound for a moment, but then had it knocked out of play. Wetumpka will keep it for the moment. Voiles inbounding from the baseline as Malachi Griffin comes in for the Tigers. And out of the game comes Chase Lindsey. Voiles wide open again. Pulls the three. Heat check off the front of the rim there. Battling for the rebound and winning the battle is Monkia. Hooks for the Tigers. He'll pass now to Malachi Griffin, who goes up with it and cannot get it to fall. Now a scramble. Everybody stumbling to the ground. It's picked up by Smiley, who gives to Voiles. Voiles will drive inside, trying to continue to do it all on his own, and he does. What a drive and what a lay.
Indeed it was, and Voiles just being such a great threat, even on the defensive side, catching him a steal right there and passing to Jeremiah Smiley for an easy layup and bucket for the Indians.
Showing off the arm there was Voiles as he made that pass, a full court precision throw there to get to him as Smiley laid it in. 28-6 the score as a timeout is called again with 6:02 left to go in the second quarter. This Tallahassee team struggling right now, and it's been a bit of a struggle for a team that has historically been pretty successful over the last few years. Coach Kevin Nixon had a lot of success, but then last year they went 2-18 with their last win as a program coming on December 4th of last year against Beauregard. They're trying to right the ship here in year one of D'Angelo Parker's tenure with the Tigers and have not been able to get it going so far. They sit at 0-4 right now in 4A Area 5, have not begun area play just yet. The Indians right now at 9-4. Tigers will have possession from the timeout, 6:02 left in the second quarter. Jaden Gordon will jog up court. Indians not feeling the need to show a whole lot of pressure as they already lead it by 22. Gordon will drive in. He'll try and go from that left side as he just cannot find enough room to get a solid shot attempt up. It goes out of bounds. Andrew Voiles bringing it up now for the Indians.
That shows the strong defense by the Indians, sealing the offensive players out of bounds.
Monkia Hook steals it away now for the Tigers. He goes up and has it sent off the backboard by Tom Sutton. Battle for it on the floor now, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow going to Wetumpka.
Tom Sutton, man, he has been a dominant presence in the paint. Even with John Wingard out and Caleb Ballard not in this game right now, Tom Sutton has been telling the players that it's his paint, and he owns that real estate.
Indians with it now as Chris Robinson brings it up. He's got it on the near wing. Crossover move. Drive inside. Has it knocked away. Last touched by Robinson. Good defense there from Monkia Hooks, who got a finger on it and really distraught the dribble drive of Chris Robinson.
Yeah, and Chris Robinson looks like he had a free lane to the basket, but props to the Tallahassee defender right there, Monkia Hooks, for popping that ball out.
5 minutes left in the second quarter. Tigers driving in. Going up for a lay now was Hooks. He couldn't make it. Monkia missed it. Now a pass up top. Antonio Hooks for three off the mark. Voiles with a rebound. He'll try and drive down. No, he'll pass to Robinson on the far corner as he looks to get into the post. Spinning around, going up. Got the bucket. Count the foul and put him at the line.
And Chris Robinson finally getting involved on offense. Haven't really said his name that much tonight, but that was a tough bucket by him, getting the and one to go.
4:42 left now in the second quarter. Chris Robinson shooting an and one free throw after that make. It's already 30-6 in favor of Wetumpka. They were dominant over the Tigers last week as well, where they got that win by plenty. It was 85-36. This and one free throw was made. Tallahassee has it now as they trail 31-6, but make it 31-8 after a bucket in the paint by DeMarcus Martin, his first score of the night. Andrew Voiles walking up court very casually. He'll pass up top to Suddeth, who finds Lombardi. Lombardi now drives in, bounce pass to Ballard. Going in for it, he will go up in a contested battle with Hooks, but he cannot make the shot. Foul is called there on the rebound, and it'll go against Chris Robinson.
Just a bit too handsy right there. I do believe Chris did accidentally push his player in the back trying to go for that board, but great hustle play, and even though it was a foul.
Malachi Griffin tried to drive inside, tried to do the Euro, but he took a couple too many steps and is called for the travel instead.
And this Indians defense has been playing lights out. Not even double-digit points for the Tallahassee Tigers in this first half. So props to the Indians defense for playing amazing this whole half.
Less than 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Suddeth in the paint now. He'll go up and will draw a foul. Goes against DeMarcus Martin there. Suddeth now shooting two free throws.
And going against a scrappy Tallahassee defense, going up in the paint at a 6-2 frame with Tom Suddeth, that's something that you're going to do every time and get the foul every time as well.
Free throw from Suddeth is good. Makes it 32-8. He's got one more coming. Second free throw good as well. Timeout called by Coach Thomas with 3:44 left in the first half. It is 33-8. Wetumpka on top of Tallahassee at the moment. Make sure to stick around for the City of Wetumpka halftime show here in just a few minutes at the conclusion of this second quarter. We'll have plenty of conversations about what's been a dominant first half for this Indians team, and then we'll get ready for the third quarter and fourth to come later on. Precision Floor Care is your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. Tigers with it again, but they immediately lose control of it. Picking it up now is Robinson. He'll drive down, back away from it, give to Lombardi. He looks for a floater now that's off target. Rebound by Ballard, who's wide open to be able to put it back up.
And Mel Lombardi's going to say that one was the best with how wide open Ballard was off the rebound.
Tallassee now with a chance to answer. They had two opportunities. One of them was tipped by Suddeth, but then finally they do draw a foul on that third effort. DeMarcus Martin there going up for it to send himself to the stripe.
And unneeded foul right there from Miller. Just behind the man, and no need to really go up with him and draw that foul because Tom Suddeth was in the paint and looked like he had him covered.
Martin made the first free throw, makes it 35-9 with another free throw coming. Second one good as well, 35-10 now with 3:26 left in the second quarter. Voiles directing traffic, looking. Now he'll try to pass inside to Ballard, but it is knocked away and stolen by DeMarcus Martin. Tigers back down court here. Antonio Hooks giving to Skipper, who passes back to Martin. Skipper again. He'll pull a three. That is no good. Ballard going up for a rebound and knocking it out of bounds. Roger Green inbounding from the baseline. 3 minutes flat left in the quarter. Driving down inside is Hooks. He kicks back out. Now a jumper from DeMarcus Martin from the elbow of the free throw line, and he will connect. 35-12.
And if you're the Tallassee Tigers, these are the looks that you want to get if you're trying to get back into this game.
Robinson pulls the three, overshoots it from the near corner, and airballs. Caught by DeMarcus Martin, who gives to Hooks. Back to Skipper. Pump fakes, drives down the paint. He'll pass one more time there to DeMarcus Martin, and he puts it in. Good ball movement there from the Tigers team.
And the Tigers now going on a run, and the Indians need to kind of slow down the pace, not take too many threes like Chris just did in the corner.
Voiles will give to Robinson. Now a pass to LT Davis. Back out, and a three from Voiles, who can't connect, and they should have listened to Deacon. Roderick Green now will have it. He tries to drive down as Voiles loses a shoe. He still won't make the layup. Indians get a stop out of that. They wait for Voiles to make it back down the floor, and now they pass inside to Caleb Ballard. Ballard goes up, can't get it to go, but he does draw the foul.
And using the big 6'5 frame right there to his advantage and going up big and tall. And so all the defender could really do is just grab his arm and force a foul.
Minute 48 left in the half now, as Caleb Ballard will shoot two. Ballard, short arms off target on the first attempt. Already a 21-point lead for this Indians team. We have seen Tallassee go on a slight run here over the last couple of minutes. They miss both free throws here as Caleb Ballard going 0 for 2. Skipper with it. He'll pass to Hooks. Antonio Hooks with a bounce pass inside to Martin as he has it stolen away now by Andrew Voiles. Foul is called against Tallassee there as Voiles tried to take off. I believe that one went against DeMarcus Martin. There's a minute 35 left in the half now.
And great defense by Voiles on that possession right there to strip the ball away and also draw that foul to put the Indians even closer to the bonus.
Voiles passing back up top to Suddeth. He gives to LT Davis. Now Caleb Ballard with it. Pass to Robinson. He drives inside, spinning around, losing the ball. It goes out of bounds. Again, a turnover from this Indians team.
Yeah, and when you're triple covered like that, you don't really want to go into the paint. You might want to pass it back out, look for a more open look, and not really force anything like that.
35-14 as Voiles steals it. He gives to Robinson, who jams it down.
And Robinson making up for his miscue with a massive slam to put the Indians ahead 37-14.
Stolen away now by the Indians. Alley-oop! put it down. The flush from Caleb Ballard. 39-14, Indians on top still. Talisi looking for an answer, rejected by Ballard. Andrew Voiles now, he'll drive in, give to Suddeth. He won't go for the dunk, but he takes the safe lay to make it 40-14, Wetumpka. 41-14, that is. Now Voiles steals it away one more time. Multiple steals in a row. Alley-oop effort again, this time off target. Chris Robinson was the intended subject of it. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Talisi.
And the Indians building some real momentum right here. That alley-oop to Caleb Ballard was absolutely insane. Went up and got that thing and brought it back down on the Talisi Tigers.
What a quick string of events there for this Indians team to regain the momentum and easily establish this lead at 41-14. 22 seconds left as they inbound to Chris Robinson. Trying to close out this first half with another bucket. 15 seconds now. Robinson still holding on to it. 10 seconds. Now, from that near corner, got to do something. 5 seconds on the clock. Still nowhere with it. 3, 2, 1. He'll pull a three, and it toilet bowls in and out. Will not go, and that will end the first half. 41-14, your score. Wetumpka dominant through the first 16 minutes on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision 4 Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision 4 Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. I know buying or selling a home is a big decision, and that's why I treat every client like family. Whether it's your first home, your forever home, or anything in between, I'll make the process as smooth as possible. I'm Beverly Wright at RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, here to serve you.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Well, it's been all black and gold here in this road game at Talisi. The Indians leading it 41-14 in the boys' matchup after the first half of play. Almost a 30-point advantage right now over this Tigers team, and we've seen plenty of fireworks from this Indians team so far. Andrew Voiles making 4 3-pointers already to open up this game. He had 3 of them in that first quarter, and then we've seen plenty of action as well from guys like Caleb Ballard and Chris Robinson, who we've both seen with opportunities to dunk the ball here in this one. What a start to this Indians game, or for this Indians team, especially after the struggles that they had yesterday against Prattville.
Yeah, I completely agree, and I'd just like to go back on that alley-oop dunk. That was absolutely electric. I mean, I haven't even seen that in a high school game before, so honestly, great pass to Caleb Ballard off that almost out-of-bounds ball, but Chris Robinson also amazing dunk. But the main thing I also like to point out is the Indians have been doing great at moving the ball and keeping it very conservative. While the girls team really couldn't do that, the boys are having much success at just creating space and passing the ball around at short ranges.
Yeah, no question about that. And they've got to really figure out a way here, this Talisi team. They have to try and find a way to stop Wetumpka, who has just been able to execute almost almost flawlessly. I will say that one of the only struggles this Indians team has had is they have still seen multiple turnovers throughout that first half. They've kind of had to try and clean that up a little bit, something that we are still seeing kind of similar to the game yesterday. We've had a couple sloppier plays that I think maybe is still giving Wetumpka a little bit more grace when you're going up against a 4A program in Tallahassee as opposed to the high-speed team that Prattville had yesterday. This Indians team trying to move to its 10th win of the year, a reminder of what they have on deck. They will head out to the Spain Park Classic next week, December 19th through the 20th, and they'll have a tournament at Stanhope Elmore on the 29th and 30th as well. We'll have the second half coming your way here in just a few minutes. Indians lead it 41-14 on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision Floor Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care. Precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
It's the 2025 model year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier.
I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
Just a couple minutes away from the second half here. Gavin Baxley alongside Deacon Meeks as the Indians lead it 41-14 over the Tigers right now. And it's been worth noting that, you know, despite missing John Hudson Winger, they really have not skipped a beat. Tom Suddeth, multiple blocks so far. He's been impressive.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be surprised if Tom Suddeth got a triple-double off of points, rebounds, and blocks, because that man has been efficient in getting them blocks in the paint and just has been a great defender overall for the Indians.
He's a bit lacking in the points department at the moment, but he has been a defensive asset to this Indians team so far, especially in the blocking department throughout this one. We're just about a minute away from the start of the second half as Wetumpka is looking for its 10th win of the season. Coach Thomas really tracking for what is appearing to be another impressive year for this Indians team. Coach Thomas in his fourth season with Wetumpka, took the Indians to the state tournament last year after winning the area tournament, and they have high expectations for that again. They will begin area play at the start of the new year on January 6th. The Indians have Percy Julian at home back in Wetumpka, and then they'll have Stanhope Elmore right after that on January 9th on the road. Four area matchups, all of those all taking place within about 2 weeks of each other. It really moves quickly once we get past the new year as the regular season comes to a close there at the end of January. We now resume play as the second half begins. Tallahassee will have it with Jaden Gordon. He'll pass now to a man in Malachi Griffin. Griffin tries to drive inside. He won't be able to connect on anything as it goes out of bounds. 41-14 now with Tumpka coming down the court. Boyles trying to start off the second half strong, and he does. Another three-pointer for Boyles.
And tallying up his score right now is Boyles, just absolutely dominant from the three-point line, and has been all season, been his whole career, and continues to be tonight with his fifth three-pointer of the night.
19 points right now for Andrew Boyles as he starts off the second half the same way he started the first, with an early bucket, this time from beyond the arc. Tallahassee came back down the floor and lost control of it. Monkia hooks there, called for a foul as Wetumpka picked up the ball. Jeremiah Smiley there was the one to scoop it up and draw the foul. 44-14 our score now. Boyles, he'll lob one now to Sutton. Right in the post, kicks back out. Ballard pulls one from the free throw line. That takes a couple bounces and will not fall. Indians able to come back away with it. Smiley chased it down. Robinson has it now on the near side. Drives down the baseline. Goes up for it. Too much on it as it comes off the backboard. A missed second chance opportunity from Caleb Ballard, but Robinson picks it up again. Lobs into Suddeth. Suddeth back out. Robinson, long three-pointer, and it won't cash. Ballard had a chance at the rebound, but Monkia Hooks comes away with it instead.
And plenty of boards right there from the Indians. And even though they came up with no points, it was a very great possession on offense for the Indians.
Hooks now will drive inside. Monkia misses as Ballard gets the rebound. Tries to pass it all the way down the floor, but Griffin able to pick it up after the pass was tipped. He'll drive inside and be called for a travel, though, as he picked it up late.
And yet another travel, causing a turnover for the Tigers. So that's evidently becoming a problem as the Indians start bringing the ball out and get things started on offense.
Just over 6 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Voiles yelling communications to the rest of his teammates here as they try to get the set or get the play set up. Smiley up top, he'll pull a long three that won't fall. Suddeth with a board, he'll give to Boyles. He pulls one, and from beyond the arc, he will miss. Whistle blown as it went off the top of the backboard there, and that qualifies as out of bounds. 5:54 left in the third now as Tallahassee quickly moving down the floor, driving inside. This is Monkia Hooks who goes up. He'll miss the lay, but draw the foul.
And it looked like Caleb Ballard went straight up with it, but with a tall guy like Caleb Ballard is going against a smaller dude, the refs are going to see that it looks like a foul because of the weight and height advantage or difference, I should say. So just unlucky call for Caleb right there.
On Kia, on the first free throw, he misses. Hooks with another opportunity. Trailing by 30 right now to the Indians, 5:46 left in the third. He'll make the second free throw. It makes it 44-15. Boyles walking up the floor. Boyles pulls another three. Off the back of the rim there, Robinson tips it and scoops it up off the ground. Now he's open for a far three from the far corner. He missed it as well. Monkia Hooks now racing coast to coast and fumbled it as he was trying to go up. A foul is called. We're going to say that one against Jeremiah Smiley.
And Robinson has not been able to connect from three tonight, which is something he's usually primarily good at. And looks like a team's going to take a timeout here.
Yeah, Hooks will be shooting free throws here, but first, Tallahassee wanted the timeout. 5:20 left in the third quarter with that timeout taken. Again, if you weren't with us there in the first game of the night with the girls did get a big win over the Tigers in that one, and they will move on to their record of 11-3. A nice job by that Indians team and Coach Winchester to get a big victory over the Tigers in that one. And Wetumpka with the boys, they are well on track to do just the same right now as they lead it 44-15 almost midway through the first or the third quarter. Free throw attempt there is good from Monkia Hooks. To 44-16 now as Hooks will miss the second free throw. Ballard has it fall right to him, and he gets the rebound. Now for the Indians. Robinson driving in, kicks back up top. Ballard has it. Ballard will try and hand off. He'll give that one to Smiley. Gave it back to Robinson again. Up top to Ballard. Ballard now trying to drive in from the left side. Goes up. Almost had the lay, but he does draw the foul.
Yeah, that was very close on that layup attempt by Caleb Ballard. But instead, he's going to be shooting too. So I guess it would be a strategical foul from Tallahassee to take the possible 2 points instead of the definite 2 points. But great take by Caleb Ballard.
First free throw there from Ballard. Will not go. Ballard missed the first. Second one is good. Makes it 45-16 now in favor of Wetumpka. Tigers with it with Skipper. Skipper dribbling his way down court. He'll bounce pass one over to Griffin. He couldn't make the shot from under the basket. Ballard now racing. Euros foul is called right as he tries to fade away with a shot. Two free throws coming again for Ballard. This time the foul going against Jashun Skipper.
Caleb Ballard has been thriving from the free throw line. Most of his points are from there except for four. But Caleb Ballard right now in double digits as he makes his first free throw.
Ballard went 1-for-2 on his last trip. This time is perfect, 2-for-2. 47-16, 4:30 left in the third quarter. Tigers pulling a three from the far end. Won't make it there as the miss came from Chase Lindsay. Tallahassee fought for the rebound. They finally come away with it. Lindsay has it. He goes back up with it and this time gets it to go, 47-18. Voiles for Wetumpka, 4 minutes left in the third. He'll try and drive in, but a foul called against Skipper before he ever attempts a shot. Voiles inbounding from the baseline, gives to Ballard, passes to Robinson that goes in the backcourt. He'll touch it, and that will be a backcourt violation. Tallahassee inbounding now with Jashun Skipper from the near sideline. He'll give it over to Jaden Gordon in the backcourt. He'll pass now over to Lindsay. Lindsay lobbing back to Skipper. Skipper thought about a drive. He'll step back, pull a long two that is off target, fighting for a rebound there, and Mark Griffin is going to get it and be credited with the two-point bucket.
Yeah, it was definitely a toss-up of that bucket right there, but a good bucket right there off the board.
Robinson now drives inside, had plenty of room on that left side, came in and easily laid one up.
Yeah, that was a very easy layup for the Indians. Probably the easiest one they've had tonight. So good job on that dribble drive by Chris Robinson.
Whistle there and a foul called against the offense of Talisee. That was off the ball. And believe it went against Mark Griffin there. Forces the turnover. It's 49-20 Wetumpka with 3:15 left in the third. Now, Lombardi has it. He'll pull a three. That one misses. Rebound, Suddeth. He goes up and cannot get it. But again, drawing the foul is Suddeth. He'll be shooting two free throws now.
And the Indians already in the bonus. In this one, Talisee already having five fouls as well. So good job for drawing the fouls and going into the paint, getting the dirty work done.
Free throw from Suddeth is good. Makes it 50-20 in favor of the Indians. Second free throw for Suddeth. Good as well. 51-20 Wetumpka. Sean Skipper will launch it down court to John Carter. He passes now to Lindsey. Back up top. This is Skipper. Try and drive in. Instead, he'll back off. Still with it. He finally passes to Carter. Up top again, Jaden Gordon. Gordon now, he'll pull a three from the far wing. Off target, rebound by Lombardi. Voiles now, quickly giving in transition. Suddeth with the jam.
And that's something new. We haven't seen Suddeth jam one like that since last year. So amazing to see him back in this building, getting up high and getting the dunk to go for the Indians.
Talisee trailing 53-20. Bounce pass inside for the Tigers to Martin. He couldn't get anything out of it. Lombardi picks it up. Now Miller, he gives it over to Robinson. Robinson drives inside. The lay won't go. Ballard would have had a putback, but instead a foul is called offensively against Robinson. I guess they said he had a little bit too much momentum there.
Yeah, Caleb Ballard, I think, got called for the push-off on that one. So he's going off a bit too aggressive for the board.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. Ballard was aggressive with it. Didn't really think they would get him for it, but they do nonetheless. 53-20 now. Wetumpka does get possession back after Talisee turned it over. Suddeth with it. Suddeth will drive in, this time poked free. He's calling that he was slapped on the wrist. They're not going to call a foul for it. Now for Wetumpka. Boyles in the near corner. He passes inside. This is Ballard who went up for it. He couldn't get it, but again, drawing the foul.
And some more free throws coming for Caleb Ballard. Two more to be in fact. And he has been thriving. Like, I'll say it again, he's been thriving from the free throw line. And already having 9 made, so hopefully he can make it 11 here.
Ballard nails that one and does make it 11. Or makes it 10, that is. I guess he'll try and make it 11 here. 1:47 left in the third. Second free throw good as well from Ballard. And it is a 55-20 score in favor of Wetumpka. Tigers with it with Jaden Gordon. Gordon, a bounce pass here. Deshaun Skipper drives down the baseline. One more pass and it opens the door for a fouled DeMarcus Martin as he went up. Martin now will shoot two free throws. 1:34 left in the third. First one is good. Another free throw coming here for Martin in just a moment. Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho Now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Visit online at baptisthealth.com. Indians.com. Second free throw, no good. Indians get the rebound. Now wide open is Lombardi on the far corner. He misses the three. Sutter with a nice rebound. Missed the first putback. Couldn't get it on his second chance. Now one more opportunity. Missed that one as well, but again, drawing the foul. It'll go to the line.
And that was about three consecutive rebounds right there from Tom Suddeth, getting his own board three times. And that is just very impressive and a very big height difference and skill difference in the paint, getting big and also drawing that foul.
Suddeth shooting two with 1:18 left in the third. Off the front of the rim there from Suddeth. Second free throw for Tom is good. 56-21 Indians. Tigers with it again. This is Gordon who tries to drive in. A foul called as he tried to go up with 1:08 left in the third. Only made it 10 seconds between fouls there. There's been five each in this third quarter, as both teams are now in the bonus. Jaden Gordon shooting two. He will have it take a couple bounces, but then can't get it to fall on the first free throw. Gordon with a second attempt now, also off target. Andrew Voiles gets the rebound. He'll try and drive in quickly, trying to avoid some traffic and able to get into the paint and drop it through.
And that's something Tallahassee can't have. For one, no points coming from the free throw line. And for two, letting Andrew Voiles get a free ride to the paint.
Tallahassee there had an opportunity with Jaden Gordon pulling a jumper that missed. Voiles now has it, 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Voiles passing over to Ben Tucker. He gives to Lombardi, who pulls the three and misses. Tucker under the basket. He gets the rebound and gets it to go.
And that's Ben's first points in this one, and the fans are very happy for that.
Skipper now pulls the three and misses. Indians coming back down the way. Robinson goes up for it as he drove down the baseline, draws the foul, and gets the bucket.
A very athletic play right there from Chris Robinson, going up and drawing that foul, but also getting the bucket to go, which is something we really haven't seen from the Indians. We've seen them draw the foul, but not really get the bucket to go with it. So hopefully Chris Robinson can capitalize on this three-point chance.
Robinson with the and one free throw off the front rim. Suddeth all by himself for the rebound. Missed a dunk, though. And Martin gets the board. Tallahassee now in transition. Looks for a man inside. Hooks had driven down, and then his pass was sent out of bounds. 3 seconds left in the third quarter. Indians can inbound this and then end this third period. Waiting on them to inbound this as Lombardi will give it over, and Lombardi pulling a half-court shot. It hits the ceiling there and will miss. 62-21 the score after the third quarter. Indians dominating as we head towards quarter number four on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Wetumpka leads it as we enter the fourth quarter. Plenty of substitutions, but first a steal for Tallahassee. They quickly come down the floor. Antonio Hooks goes up and draws a foul. We'll have a running clock the rest of the way here as Wetumpka leads it by 41, 62-21. On the floor right now, Miller Lombardi along with Jordan Hill, Ben Tucker, Hayes Lorenzi, and DJ Kendrick. Kendrick and Lorenzi both appearing for the first time tonight. Hooks now with the free throw. He missed both of them, and it remains 62-21. Lorenzi driving, pass misfires. Ball comes our direction and easily goes out of bounds. Tallahassee with possession now. Skipper gave it to Hooks, who brings it up the floor. Hooks now passes. A three-point attempt is money for the Tigers there as they make it 62-24. Inbound to Lorenzi, who gives over to Kendrick. Kendrick now will draw a foul. Both Kendrick and Lorenzi again making their first appearances tonight. As we're down to 6:40 left, Jordan Hill with it. Hands it to Lombardi. Lombardi from way downtown misses the three. Rebound by Tucker, who couldn't get it to go up as he had it stolen away. Monkia Hooks credited with the steal. Jashaun Skipper now pulls the three from the top of the key and nails it. 62-27.
And if you're the Indians, that's something that you can't let Tallahassee do, is get hot from three.
Lorenzi from three, in and out. No good for the Indians.
And super close on that first bucket for Lorenzi, hoping to get his first three ball of tonight.
Battling for possession here as Tallahassee lost it for a moment. Wetumpka able to take it after Lombardi dove on the floor. Lorenzi has it now. He'll hand it to Kendrick. Drives inside. Had it poked away, though. Out of bounds. Wetumpka ball. Pass to Jordan Hill. Hill spinning around. Hands to Lorenzi. Now Hill handed off to Kendrick. Still at the top of the key. Fires a pass to Lorenzi on the far corner. Now giving to Lombardi. Lombardi drives inside. Floater off the mark. Good rebound by Lombardi, but a pass goes through the fingertips of DJ Kendrick and out of bounds.
And Kendrick is going to want that one back because he looked pretty open and had a pretty good look on a shot right there, but hopefully the Indians can get it back and get their back up some points in this one.
Jashaun Skipper driving down the paint for Tallahassee. He draws a foul now, and we'll head to the free throw line. Foul called against Ben Tucker there for the Indians. Hey, tomorrow, Wetumpka Track and Field is back at it in Birmingham. They'll be at the Holiday Invitational for their second indoor track meet of the season. Want to wish Coach Brown and that team the best of luck in their second meet, all of them taking place at the Birmingham Crossplex. Skipper will miss the free throw there as it's 62-28. A jump ball was called as Tallahassee almost stole it away. They do still get possession of it thanks to having the possession arrow in their favor. Antonio Hooks inbounding for the Tigers. Gives to Skipper. Now Skipper look to drive inside, step back, pulls the three. That one's good again. Jashaun Skipper getting really hot for this Tallahassee team.
Yeah, and he's been lining the three ball up in this one as of lately.
LT Davis drove down, passed it over to Ben Tucker, who just made the lay to make it 64-31. Four more minutes left to play. Skipper will pass now to Hooks. Antonio Hooks driving inside. He'll get a layup to go. 64-33 the score now. Wetumpka almost had it stolen away as Jordan Hill was trying to pass it to LT Davis. It was poked out by Roderick Green. Last touched by Wetumpka, actually, so Tallahassee does force the turnover. Skipper giving to Hooks. Hooks now kicks out to Monkia Hooks, that is. And now Skipper, he'll drive inside and easily underhand jelly roll it to make it 64-35.
Now the Indians got to start calming it down right here, not letting Tallahassee get too hot and start a comeback late in this one.
DJ Kendrick was there in the paint, went up for it and drew the foul. And Tallahassee's getting hot, but nowhere in the range really of mounting a comeback, especially since this clock is going to continue to roll without any stoppage. Clock still ticking with 2:53, although I believe Tallahassee has maybe protested that they ought to stop it since they're within 40 points again. Now trailing 64-35. The missed free throw there from DJ Kendrick. So they have cut it back down to a 29-point game. Kendrick trying to put it back to 30 if he can make this second free throw. He will, and it is 65-35. Malachi Griffin for the Tigers. He gives to Skipper, who now tries to drive inside. Step back jumper for two, and it won't fall. Good rebound here for the Indians as down comes DJ Kendrick. Spins around, and he stepped out of bounds with that heel, and it'll be a turnover.
Yeah, and going just a bit too fast down court. Didn't wait up for his teammates to join him, so very costly turnover right there by Kendrick.
Less than 2:15 left to play as a man drives inside. That was Jaden Gordon, who went up for a hooking shot. Didn't make it. A foul called there shortly after. DeMarcus Martin now will head to the free throw line after a putback effort. 2 minutes left to go. Clock ticking again, as it is 65-35.
Yeah, and as you said previously, Gavin, this game is far well out of reach for the Tigers, but they sure are playing the game very well. They're still playing with heart and passion, and that's what I love to see because it's a game of basketball and anything can happen.
They get back within 30, so the clock did stop for a moment for that second free throw. He missed that. And there's 1:45 left now as the Indians bring it up court 65-36. Kendrick will try and find Tucker. He couldn't. Stolen away by DeMarcus Martin. Passing to an open man. Pulling the three here is Chase Lindsay, who cashes it. Another big three for this Tallahassee team here in the fourth quarter. 65-39. 1:20 left. Jordan Hill gives to Lorenzi, who pulls a long three. That one was well off target.
Yeah, and just a bit antsy trying to get some points in this one. So he definitely just wanted to heat check and shoot the ball.
Three-pointer now from Jashun Skipper also misses with 1 minute left to play. Jordan Hill will race down the floor. He gives to Davis. Davis stepped back, thought about a shot. Instead, he no-looked past it to Hayes Lorenzi, but was a bit off target. Goes out of bounds. 45 seconds left now as both teams really taking turns seeing who can pad the stats. Skipper step back. He'll now jack up a three. That one is no good. Lorenzi with the rebound, racing down the court. Lorenzi trying to do it himself. Coast to coast with the layup. And Lorenzi gets on the board. To 67-39. Indians with the lead here with 20 seconds left. A foul is called. Clock still ticking, and they may not get these free throws off before the game comes to an end. Down to the last 10 seconds. They're supposed to shoot two free throws here, but I'm not sure if they even count these if time expires, as we're down to 2-1, and that will end the ball game Yeah, they won't even go for the free throws. That will do it. Wetumpka gets the win, 67-39 over the Tigers. Another win for this Indians team. They moved to 10-4 on the season. That brings us to our RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus post-game show. When we return, we'll talk with head coach Stephen Thomas after the 67-39 win for the Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
We're welcoming you in now to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus post-game show. Gavin Baxley and Deacon Meeks, and we're now joined by head coach Stephen Thomas after the 67-39 win over Tallahassee. And coach, seems like a lot of the issues that came from yesterday seem to be a bit cleaned up here today.
Yeah, we want to lock in on the turnover part that really plagued us last night against Prattville second half. For the most part, we had a clean game. I know first half we only had 8 turnovers. Second half a little bit more sloppy, but for the most part a clean game. What we really harped on from last night going into today.
How about Andrew Voiles, by the way? 5 made threes here tonight. He has continued this season to be a big impact player for this Indians team.
Yep. From last night, shooting the ball, he wasn't as crisp as he normally is. So him coming out and just from the start, just not even thinking about last night, going up, hitting shots right off to start the game, and then continuing that streak just throughout the game, throughout the course of the game. That's really key with just being able to have that perimeter threat, being able to knock down threes just whenever there's any type of space out there.
I do want to ask you, you've been missing John Hudson Wingard for the last couple nights, and it seems like Tom Sudduth has really done a good job of stepping into that role. How has that transition been for him to have a larger role in this team over the last 2 games?
Yeah, we knew last year Tom would be a big force for us, and John Hudson himself has improved when we got him back last year in January. So those two together, along with Caleb, I mean, that's a 3-person big man rotation that we can have, that we know we're going to get high effort, high energy, control the boards, and be able to feed those guys in the post to reward them for what they do for us on those boards.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Looking forward to see how tournament play goes this next week.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
That's Coach Stephen Thomas, who just joined us after a 67-39 win for the Indians. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
I'll take another break, come back, and wrap it up completely.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
It's whack-a-mole. That's how we do this.
It's the 2020.
2025 model year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier.
Come to Collier.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Tumka gets the win 67-39 over Tallahassee. A strong showing from this Indians team here tonight. And Deacon, seems like Wetumpka has started to find that rhythm once again after a tough loss yesterday.
Yeah, and it especially comes from Andrew Voiles, who was he lit up the three-point line so hard. He went, I believe, 5-for-8 from three and was just very efficient on offense the whole game. Got it done driving to the basket, got it done passing it around, and also got plenty of steals to go along with his box score. So I would also like to point out Caleb Ballard, who was a great paint threat, as along with his duo Tom Suddeth, who both got plenty of blocks and were a big key factor in the Indians building such a big lead against these Tallahassee Tigers.
21 points for Andrew Voiles. He is tonight's Precision Floor Care Player of the Game, as he manages to lead the Indians to the 67-39 win. But you're exactly right. A lot of effort from Tom Suddeth and company in their efforts as well, with blocks, not necessarily having a strong night on the box score with points, but Suddeth having plenty of impact defensively with the blocks and turnovers forced. Indians with a 67-39 win over Tallahassee. When we return, we will wrap things up from Tallahassee on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
Again, for the final time tonight, our scores 45-34 for the ladies and 67-39 for the men. The Lady Indians now hold a record of 11-3, and the men move to 10-4. Along with Deacon Meeks, I'm Gavin Baxley. The next matchup for the Indians, they'll both be heading to tournaments, as the boys will head out to the Spain Park Classic, while the girls will have the Trinity Christmas Tournament in that. The next time we are on air, we are hoping to be able to cover the Stanhope Elmore Christmas Classic, but the home game broadcast will be Percy Julian on January 6th. We'll have coverage of that one as well. Again, our final scores tonight for the ladies, 45-34, and for the men, a 67-39 win over the Tigers. Wetumpka Indians basketball is an exclusive presentation of the Wetumpka Sports Network.